Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Yes, this is Cynthia Cooney, and I'm calling in regard to a purchase that I don't remember doing. I think it's a mistake. And
yeah, I'll be more than happy to take a look and see what's going on. To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
Yeah, 10708.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the name on the account?
Well, mine.
Your name?
Cynthia Cooney. But I have no account that I know of.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate that account,
sure.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Present. Today's date is the 20th, right? 1/20.
I believe I've located an account for security purposes. Can you please verify the address?
Yes, 9 East Way, EASTWAY, Bronxville, New York.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you were charged $49.89 for the Bites Hub meal plan app, which I do show the app does focus on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings, as well as includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better. Now, I show where it tried to charge you on the 18th of January $49.89 for that next month's access for the meal plan app, and that charge has... Yes, ma'am. And that charge had failed to process through and had been declined, and as a result, I'm showing the account was closed.
I should not be charged. I have never received anything like that or in any form. Never heard of it. Can you repeat what you said it is, please? We looked it up, and it's some sort of drinks and things.
Okay.
Yes.
Know the name of that prescription, Dr. Prescribe,
MEL.
Is it MEL? There's a prescription available to you.
Well, ma'am, you were charged for the $49.89 for the meal plan app, which is an app.
Meal
that,
plan app. What would that be?
It's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
I haven't bought any apps. No. We're going to put that on fraud. I have no.
So you're saying
purpose.
You don't remember having done a survey or a questionnaire that might have prompted you to or led you to placing the order for the app?
I absolutely did not. And on the 18th of January?
It would have been done on the 18th of November, ma'am.
November?
When the app was initially signed up for, yes, ma'am.
So why would it just show up now?
Well, you would be charged each month for that monthly access to the meal plan app or until you were calling to cancel.
Hey, this is ridiculous. You better get me out of this, please. I don't want it.
So you're saying that you hadn't signed up for this order or anybody else in the household?
No. No one. I've asked. No one knows what the heck this would be.
Yeah, so you're saying that this order was fraudulently placed, ma'am? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to be on my...
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me see if I can get you transferred over to a fraud account specialist so that they can further assist you.
Sure.
Hold on.
Thank you.
So you sign it in November, then they charge you December already.
Yeah.
Now they charge you January.
Well, now they want to do it every month. That can't be allowed.
January they already charge you.
And I'll get you transferred over to a fraud account specialist right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.